a good question. What would happen if all the kids and the young people in the state really believed that 84 message? I'm going to tell you what's happened in Ohio. And so it's kind of, again, from RTI and my colleagues from the state. And again, many thanks to the Ohio Tobacco Control Foundation, to Northlake, mostly the young people of Ohio. And I'm going to tell you about a campaign called the Bunkify, but was really aimed at that kind of social changing social norms, getting debunking myths about tobacco use, looking at what ought to change. This campaign was developed in 2006, kind of a sub-brand of the Stand, that kind of hold hand, but this one was aimed at college-age young people, 18 to 24-year-olds. Actually, they looked both at college young people on the street to work young people, trying to get at misconceptions, particularly around the prevalence of tobacco use or secondhand smoke. And we've got, just like you did, website, but lots of TV and radio advertising, about $7 million. So what happens if you get that message out a little more broadly? Debunkify really tries to kind of get rid of some myths about smoking prevalence, about the appeal of smoking, and, I mean, correct perceptions of, hey, secondhand smoke's not a big deal. So, I'll give you an example. One of the first their ads called Game Show launched in August 2006. And we've got, basically, if you can see it, all these kind of game show models who walk around featuring everybody doesn't smoke. If you only knew the number of people who don't smoke, you'd see that 80% of us don't smoke. Think everybody smokes? Not quite. That was your core message from our game show models. And that's the one where we're actually seeing some nice changes in attitudes and beliefs. The second message they were getting into was one about secondhand smoke. And again, in this case, they showed a young woman in a non-smoking section. And all of a sudden, these cute little adders or snakes start crawling around from one side of the cafeteria to the next with the kind of message, well, think sitting in a non-smoking section is safe? Sitting in a non-smoking section for 2 hours is like smoking 1.5 cigarettes. Non-smoking sections are not the same as not smoking. Those are the campaigns. I can't do the music for you. I didn't realize I was going to work on the fall, but that's okay. So our evaluation design, we used a web-based panel from the state of Ohio, and we also had another web-based panel of 18, 24-year-olds across the country, which is our comparison group. And we repeat this sample again last spring. So it's about 9 months into the campaign. We've got about 300 to 400 young people in each group. All my data are weighted either to Ohio or all the U.S. outside of Ohio. Again, this is a campaign Debunkify started. We started off looking at confirmed awareness. So Debunkify started out following like 3 years of Stand effort. And what's intriguing is over the course of those 9 months, awareness of the Debunkify, the new campaign, actually increased to the same levels that Stand were. So we're getting good awareness of the campaign. First sense of, oh, maybe something is worth looking at. Not only awareness of the campaign, we're also seeing, because there's lots of quit line and other kind of messages embedded in there, a lot more awareness of kind of U.S. resources, I mean of community resources to quit, which is what a lot of your kind of programs are about, and our comparison to what went down over the same period of time. The next thing we did was, okay, do you like the ads? Do you relate to them? In particular, we've been doing a lot of stuff about kind of brand affinity. Not only do you like an ad, but are you getting the message? Does it resonate with you? Some questions like, when you think of Debunkify, you think. And the tobacco companies are lying to me. that those kind of numbers, particularly among the college youth, are going up from 41% to 54%. So there's some movement there, not with the non-college kids, but there are also 60% of them already believe that. Issues about loyalty. When I talk about debunkify in front of my friends, I mean, I'd be willing to talk about debunkify in front of my friends who smoke. Again, for both college youth and for non-straight-to-work young people, those messages are going through. So we're getting some sense of brand loyalty to debunkify, or similarly a sense of you really capturing the personality of the brand. These people don't get fooled by tobacco companies. So what happens in terms of attitudes and beliefs? In this case, what we're doing, our key attitude, in terms of message we were looking at, was accurate perception of the number of people who smoke in my state, my age. And so among young people in Ohio who were aware of the campaign, and the red is 2006, the green is 2007, among people aware of the campaign, accurate perception increases significantly. That's a long ways to go yet. We still think it's not, we're not done. But the positive attitude change on the salient kind of central campaign messages. No change either in the U.S. or people who weren't aware of that campaign. So part of that message is getting across. What happened in tobacco use, again, among this age group? And again, we're seeing in multivariate analyses, these things start looking significant, that among young people who are aware of current smokers who are aware of the campaign, you had a lot more quit attempts. So the number of quit attempts is going up among people aware of the campaign versus people who weren't. And then you also, part of that, and also possibly deterrence of starting, you're getting fewer people among people aware of the campaign who are actually smoking. Those numbers went dropped down from 30% to 21%. So it's a nice decrease and no change among people who weren't aware. So basically, to kind of summarize what's going on, if you can get these kind of social norming messages across, I mean, in a debunkify, aided awareness increase up to 90%. Young adults in Ohio were kind of aware of school or community efforts. They had much more accurate perception of smoking prevalence. They were getting the campaign messages, and you were beginning to see some changes in kind of decreased smoking prevalence and increased quit attempts. So I think there may be some legs on this message as you move forward. Conclusion, kind of the debunkify will reach young adults in Ohio. It is affecting campaign-related beliefs. It's maybe having some work in decreasing tobacco use, but there's a real need to kind of continue those efforts. Because even though we've got some movement in the right direction, only about a quarter of young people really caught this most normative message right on. And also, we haven't seen much change in beliefs around secondhand smoke. So the first part of the message is coming across, the second one isn't. So we've got a lot of ways to go, and we're really looking to you and your community programs for those kinds of efforts. Thanks.